and local.
KVOE News Time 8:15. Lots of sunshine right now and 39 degrees on our way to 70 for today's late afternoon high. We're pleased to be joined here as our KVOE 805 newscast continues by Jesse Solis, longtime organizer for the All Veterans Tribute Golf Tournament here this morning.
Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jess.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are things going for you today?
Fantastic. So far, so good.
Good. Well, sounds like you were able to do a check presentation recently at Bobby D's for the All Veterans Tribute Golf Tournament. Let's talk a little bit about the check presentation and exactly how that went.
Oh, it went fantastic. We had a total of 16 people. We got together and we had a nice dinner at Bobby D's, which was one of our sponsors and supporters, which we appreciate. Last month, November is... A lot of people don't know this, but it's Veterans and Military Families Month. So I thought it would be appropriate before the month ended to get together and present these checks from the monies that we raised for the veterans.
And you do this with that great golf tournament. We talked to you on a couple of occasions prior to the tournament. So how did things go in September, Jesse?
Oh, great. Great, great. We had a wonderful turnout, and guys are just the main thing is our sponsors. All our sponsors step up to the plate here in Emporia, and we appreciate it. We print out the Gazette prints out a form showing the names of the sponsors, and we put them out to some of the entities that we gave the monies to, so they'll know, so they can support the people that support us.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about the funds raised and who received the donations from your hard work on the golf course this year.
Well, number one, we Mr. Chuck Torres, my protege, I handed him a check for the Mexican-American Second World War veterans. And then Cleet Buckby, he received the monies, a check for the... Post number 5, the American Legion. Then Gerald Carey's for post 1980. And then we had the Ladies Auxiliary. They received a check also, even though, God bless them, I don't think anybody attended. And I made a joke. I says, well, they're not here. They won't get any money.
Have to do a little reorganization there.
So, yeah, we doled out $5,000. We paid for a course. We were able to... make that. We've been doing this for quite a few years, and I'm sure everybody appreciates, but it's not about us. It's about the guys that defended our country.
Indeed. So that's $5,000 in total then, Jesse, donated?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. That's
not
a great effort.
All.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, and I'm sure that the organizations will put that money to very good use. And you've been doing this for how many years now, Jesse? Have you been putting on this Veterans Fundraising Golf Tournament?
Well, I'm going to say 18 years.
That is a nice stretch. That's a nice run. That's a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work. And I know you do a lot of good work, you and your group. And you mentioned getting sponsors together that really kind of is the oil in this machine. And boy, that is a lot of money raised for these veterans organizations here. As you well know, Jesse, the founding city of Veterans Day, that's important.
Exactly. I want to make sure we thank Marcus and his group out there because they always assist us and the city, our city. Our course is in fantastic shape. Everybody enjoys our course, the guys that come to play. Even the guys that aren't avid golfers come out and enjoy. And then our BFW and the American Legion, they all come out, and we have an honor guard, and we have a minister or a preacher that comes out, and which was Leslie Hedges this year. We had Don Bailey sing the national anthem, and hey, I can't thank everybody enough for what they. It's especially my wife. My wife helps me do this every year.
Yeah, thanks to Diane, all
Absolutely.
The good work there. Well, Jesse, we appreciate your time. And, hey, thanks, my friend, for all you do.
All right, sir. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Jesse Soulis. Over $5,000 raised for the veterans organizations. Nice job.
Well done again here by Jesse and all the different organizations and really those involved here with the All Veterans Tribute Golf Tournament here a couple of months back. Want to let you know that we've got a couple more interviews here before we wrap up the morning show. Dawn Young, the director of the Emporia Arts Center, will be joining us here shortly as we discuss art gifts, also the current schedule for classes and performing arts. And then here a little bit later on this hour, around 8:00.